This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm in the kitchen, Play-Doh kitchen, and I'm making...
The Play-Doh kitchen!
Yes. I'm in the Play-Doh kitchen, and I'm making Play-Doh quesadillas. And it's one of the main things I know how to make. I know how to make two things, really, which is Play-Doh Olipops and Play-Doh quesadillas. And
Play-Doh soda. Play-Doh soda.
And healthy Play-Doh soda as well. But I'll usually make a lollipop, and then when the stick falls out...
Sorry.
I'll flatten out the head of the lollipop, and then I'll fold it over, and now it's a quesadilla. And what I'm finding is, as fun as it is to imagine these things are quesadillas, what if I really did start eating heaps of them, just piles and piles of them?
Because this is my experience with quesadillas, especially when they're cut up into little tiny slices.
I don't even realize how many I've had.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, I can eat like a few of these, but now I'm actually eating... like so much quesadillas. And so you're eating all this.
And I'm eating all of it. I'm eating more than I even realized. And I'm going, this is now at this point more expensive than a meal of quesadillas would have been.
Because of how much Play-Doh. Well, Play-Doh's, Play-Doh ain't cheap in this town.
In the amount that I am ingesting it, no, it's not cheap.
This is a town where people have big imaginations. Okay. And so. Something that, like, when you have a visual idea and you need something to like, visualize this instantly before it's gone, you need to have some Play-Doh, like, right there.
Well, I don't
there.
Say I'm a writer. I don't say I'm a writer.
Yes.
I say I am a Play-Doh designer.
Okay, I was going to say a sculptor and the blank page is, like, my big rock.
Yeah, and the blank page
I'm
for
chipping
me would
away
be,
the...
I guess, my Play-Doh.
Yes, and the words are under there, under the blank page, and I'm chipping, chip away at this, and I reveal what's underneath, waiting to come out.
And it is why so many...
The penis.
Yes, well, I was going to... Speaking of penis, so it is why so many of my scripts are about balls and snakes, because that is ultimately, a lot of times, and flat, like, pancakey things. Did you hear a noise before?
I did hear a really loud noise.
I want to say something to Kevin. Can you clarify for me? So I was in another Zoom for just like a work thing, and we did not have a maintenance square in that Zoom.
This happened to me too. I was on a Zoom jury. I've barely done any of these except for the show.
No, I do it for the show, and then I really try not to use it. But then I had a separate event. It was a work event. I was being honored. It was a prize for.
Is that coming
baddest
from...
bitch in LA? What? What?
Okay,
I'm hearing now. It sounded like actual maintenance, like pipes are being operated on or something.
Okay.
Tom. Welcome to Hollywood. Wood Handbook.
Tom, you're the maintenance man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm maintenance. Zoom maintenance.
Okay. Well, we were just trying to unpack this because we were saying, obviously, Baddest Bitch in LA Award is a really huge event, and they did not require maintenance, and I didn't get a charge. I didn't get an invoice at the end of the session either of a separate Zoom maintenance fee, but we've been getting this throughout the pandemic every time we record. There is a maintenance box. Mm-hmm. So that's been you.
So the whole time we've been doing this show during the pandemic, you have been in the maintenance box.
Yes. Yes. I've been aboard, monitoring, fixing, tweaking.
You've been doing stuff?
You've been working on the show?
Oh my God, I am. I look, I take my position very seriously on this show. I'm the third host, third boy.
Okay. You've top not three. Been doing, you haven't been doing that at all.
No.
Well, I've
and honestly
been,
have been hard to get a hold of at that capacity, but you've mm-hmm. been here for every single episode.
Yeah.
To what? Oh, clean up, to like clean up a mess if it happens.
No, I'm just tracking the just all the shit. I'm just tracking all of it.
Do you do this for any other shows?
Not just you guys. It's fun.
Okay. It's nice to see you. I just like
you've been the entire.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks good. Looks good.
Okay. What were you looking at?
Something.
Are you looking at us visually?
No, I'm looking at some meters.
The meters.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the meters.
Yeah, we're kind of capping out here. Hold on a second.
Capping
out? Yeah,
it's
better. That's better.
What? Again, this doesn't happen on other Zooms.
And I just want to say, for keeping track of like the sound or whatever it is that you're looking at.
You're going to get on this squeaky chair.
Yeah, the chair's really loud.
Well, guess what? The chair is a part of the job.
How could that be true?
Because I move the chair around and then it moves the needle and then I see where we're
That's
at.
That's the test.
Yes. Okay, yes. It's a stress
to
test.
Be making noise all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
So the chair has to be loud.
The chair has to be extra squeaky. It was very expensive to actually get his chair extra squeaky.
Calibrated to maximum squeak levels.
At Office Max. They did not like me at Office Max when I was testing the chairs. And I was just like, oh, this one's not squeaky enough.
Did you negotiate this, Kev? Like, were you involved in this at all? Because we just showed, you know, you have this, like, you know, like,
you set
up
the
all
Zoom
up for
links,
the pandemic
obviously.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I was told from an email, I didn't recognize that this was mandatory. So I just assumed we had to have this monthly billing for maintenance. I assumed you guys mm-hmm. okayed this.
Yeah. It's $4,100 a month.
$4,100
plus lunch
and
plus lunch
as well.
Yes.
What's lunch?
Usually just something I can throw in the microwave. I want to get
what
back to the show.
What is it cost? Not what did you eat for lunch?
No, $80
$80
for something you throw in the microwave?
Yeah.
What are you throwing in there?
Like Hungry Man things, and then it turns out they're made out of metal. And then the
metal
messes up the microwave, and I gotta get a new microwave.
So we're buying a new microwave a couple of times a week?
Yeah.
And you're not even getting good food out of it. It's just wasteful.
Yeah, well, you ever had a Hungry Man dinner? Sounds like...
I have, actually. Lived off Hungry Man dinners back when I was a Hungry Man before I earned my keep.
Which Hungry Man did he? You don't
before
sound
I
you
earned
know.
My seat, and I'll fight to the death to keep it here at the table where the decisions get made. I'm in the room where it happens, Lin-Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which Hungry Man did I have? Turkey and chips.
Lin Hungry Manuel.
Well, he did. That is true. Turkey and chips is one of the Hungry Man dinners. So
it's one of the main ones. Turkey and chips.
Mm-hmm. Hot microwaved chips
with a zebra cake.
The zebra cake is really good when you double zap it. The zebra cake kind of just melts over the corn. I might just have to take a break right now and actually get back to the microwave.
Take a break from what?
But break.
I'm hungry.
All right, Tom. And I want to say again, it is really nice to see you. Last time I heard from you, I heard you were moving LA to open up the Tropical M&M store.
Yes, it was a bold experiment, and I'm telling you, the stats on this thing were looking so good, and then this goddamn pandemic.
Okay,
it's a pandemic.
This was
knocked
I
us
heard
out.
This. What I heard this was happening. This was like June that I heard you were doing it, like last June. So the pandemic was
in full swing.
Was absolutely happening at that point. And that's where you were like tropical. Oh, this will be so refreshing for summer. Tropical M&Ms. And I didn't, you know, I just thought to you didn't ask me about this. So I was
tell
just
me
myself,
you wouldn't
like,
want right now to just reach into a bowl and scoop out a giant handful of mango M&Ms.
He said, yeah, mango, passion fruit, guava.
Papaya.
Yeah.
The pineapple, of course.
Yeah.
Dragon fruit. I mean, they all sound like none of them would go great.
Mm-hmm.
As chocolate. I mean, M&M's, as far as I know, aren't really flavored at all.
No, I think of them just as chocolate, and then the shell always sort of tastes the same.
Wait,
maybe there's
hold
a
on. Wait,
filling.
Hold on a second. Yellow's not flavored like lemon.
You can't tell.
Not to my knowledge.
Have you ever had an M&M?
Well, not yet. I mean, I've kind of.
You're a new business from M&M corporate.
You start a new business. The owner's the last one to start getting a piece of the pie.
Okay, it's true.
Or the M&M's, the guava M&M's.
With this show, yes.
So yeah, that's Mark Cuban. Like Mark Cuban, he lived in a ditch when he first started broadcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
He would go if he ever slept. Which he didn't.
No, but he would have had to sleep in the ditch. Which, by the way, then he sold the ditch at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And you know what he said? He said, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was his big thing. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he likes to yell and the ref shakes his fist and gets mad when he goes,
Cuban!
The ref's always like, Cuban, that was traveling. And he's like, you dumb motherfucker, when he yells back at the ref. Mm-hmm. And then the ref is like, yeah, say that to my face. And then he turns around, he puts his face right up against the guy's ass, and he's like, I couldn't tell the difference. And he's like, you're out of here. Wow. Cuban.
I'd love to see a ref end up on Shark Tank, that showdown. Uh-oh. To see those two in a totally new environment. And the ref has a business, a solid business that's doing good numbers, you know?
Damon,
something like
Damon
the Tropical M&M's
fake,
idea.
Damon is faking holding back Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Let me at him.
Mark, calm down. He's not worth it, Mark.
Robert's like actually scared. Robert is believing this. That
I'm getting really nervous. Mark, this is inappropriate for the show.
Now, speaking of the show, since I've been here for every episode of the show over the last 13 months.
Yeah.
I kind of noticed a few things you missed.
That we missed?
Yeah, a few opportunities.
What, like financially?
No, just joke-wise. Joke-wise.
Joke opportunities.
Yeah. I just want to make sure you get every part of the animal.
So you have been watching us, and you've been observing. There have been moments, and I've had this too. I have this every time I listen to a podcast. I understand this, where I'm listening, I'm thinking like, oh, it'd be so funny. Oh, it'd be so funny if they say this. I wonder if they say this. And then sometimes they do. And I'm like, wow, I'm as funny as this.
That makes me feel good and sometimes bad, because when they don't say it, I get to think, man, great podcast. Loved listening to it. The only thing missing was moi.
Yeah. Well, that's how I've been feeling for the last year plus.
Okay.
When I hear some of the ideas just sitting there on the table unused.
Wow.
The zingers, the lampooning, the gaffes, the jokes.
A Harvard man never misses a lampoon.
That's true. Yeah.
So you've been making about $16,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there, and plus lunch.
Plus lunch.
Plus lunches, yeah, another.
How are you? I can see you. Your microwave is right there, right next to your computer.
Yeah.
And you're blowing it up.
I barely saw
regularly.
Your hands move.
It's right here. It's right here. This is the top of the microwave.
It seems really dangerous.
I wouldn't want it. Why isn't it in the kitchen or something?
Is that the kitchen?
Well, if it's in the kitchen, I might miss some of the show. Here we go. Hungry man time. I'm gonna let it cool.
Okay, and it didn't sound like that one was very metallic, so that's good. Sounded like that one went pretty smoothly.
That saved us a little bit of dough, at least.
Oh yeah, but it's leaking some kind of fluid though. This microwave is beat.
Did you just?
I think it's gasoline. Is there gasoline in a microwave?
I'm sorry, I just heard.
Not usually.
It sounded like a cat.
Well, the cat works for me. He's my assistant.
Okay.
Kevin.
The cat's name
the cat's
is Kevin.
Name's Kevin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The cat's name is Chef Kevin, maybe.
His name's... Yeah.
Chef Kevin.
And just like your Kevin, my cat is heir to an international banking fortune.
Wow. The cat is rich, huh?
Yeah, because the person who previously had this cat... willed everything to the cat, and everybody was like, this is out an outrage. Like the family was like, what? At the will reading.
And the cat's just sitting there in the chair.
Mm-hmm. And then the cat, that's when I worked for the cat actually. And I had to like lower these sunglasses onto the cat and hold up a thing that said, deal with it over the cat's head.
Wow.
And the family was so mad. That's what Knives Out was based on.
Right. I knew it was based on something that happened to you. I couldn't remember.
If you watch the credits, it says based on a tale, T-A-I-L, by Tom Sharpling and Kevin the Cat.
Okay, but you were saying, and do you want to just go through episode by episode and like say some bits that we didn't do that we should have done.
We've been doing a lot of zingers, honestly. I'd be surprised.
It's possible that we did do them. As I'm hearing this, I'm thinking like, maybe we actually did do these.
I don't think I left much on the table.
Yeah.
Few things. Do you have a list of the episodes, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Just give me anyone. I've heard all of them. I know everything about all of it. I watched everything, saw it all.
Sonam Ofsesian, our Freak Show Friday friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's when Sona from Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend came on the show, and it was Freak Show Friday. And I don't remember that much else about that one, but
what I remember is we did a lot of zingers.
I remember scoring, quite a few.
You both scored. You both scored a bunch on that one, but you left some of the big themes on the table.
Themes. Okay.
Yeah, that was more of a comedic. Thematic one where I thought there should have been a whole Coney Island aspect to it where you guys are just like
Conan Island because it was Conan.
Well, that's because of Conan.
Yeah, so you could have said Conan Island, Coney Island, Freak Show, and then you just start doing like piercings, like doing piercings on
piercing
the show.
Ourselves.
Yeah,
doing piercings on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're Freak Show Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And so, not even like piercing our ears, like Freak Show type piercings, which is like what? Like, what's an example of
like
that?
Like your ding dongs.
Oh no.
We pierce our ding dongs on the show.
Pierce our ding dongs on the show as part of the show.
And first of all, is that a Freak Show, a carnival Freak Show thing? You go in and you see someone with a pierced ding dong? I don't think that's part of like a normal Freak Show.
Welcome to
thought
Conan
it might be
Island.
Like their
see some of the most pierced
like
ding dongs you've ever.
Yeah.
When I'm into Coney Island, I've seen a few pierced ding dongs.
I've been there and I haven't.
Is this at like the boardwalk or this is like residential parts of?
It was in the Nathan's men's room.
Men's room.
Mm. Yeah, the men's room at the Nathan's.
Okay.
Mm. You know what I order when I go to Nathan's? It's kind of surprising. The noodles.
You get Nathan's noodles?
Yeah. I just go, hey, noodles, some buttered noodles. And they whip that up. Maybe a couple dry meatballs on top.
They have meatballs?
They have meatballs, yeah. So, it's a secret menu at Nathan's. It's a secret menu.
I order off menu at Nathan's as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you order spaghetti with no tomato sauce?
Yes. And I'll put butter on it.
What do you get, Sean?
What? Yeah, at Nathan's?
Yeah.
Well, I say, give me two buns straight up. And then I say, and I'm going to chase that with the coldest daiquiri you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do is I'll slam the buns down. So basically so that I'm choking on them. And then I need the daiquiri to force them the rest of the way down my esophagus. And it is a little bit of a freak show for people to enjoy. And it really gets me in the spirit of Coney Island.
Mm-hmm. I actually will be a part of the Nathan's hot dog bun eating contest, which is happening this 4th of July in the Nathan's men's room. Not the main stage. That's where Joey Chestnut and company mm-hmm. do their business.
At the same time? Simultaneously?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And that's honestly a pretty big opportunity because you know Joey Chestnut is going to be there pretty soon.
Yeah.
And so, like...
He comes running in. That's why we got to hurry. He comes running in. It's the contest
changes. So you don't have to hurry very quickly. There's no speed element to the competition. You just have to hurry because Joey Chestnut is about to need the space.
Yes. When you hear just like Chestnut coming through, get out of the way. You just know it's like, we better wrap this hot dog bun eating contest up.
And, are you dipping them?
Yeah.
You dip them in green tea. Is that right?
Yeah. Green tea, matcha tea. Yeah. Just
matcha green tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Just it's like a lubricant.
Wow.
The tannins actually loosen up the bun consistency. Mm-hmm. It's really ingenious. But yeah, I've seen you dip those buns in green tea. I wash my buns down with a cold daiquiri. Then I'll usually get a chicken cordon bleu. For me, Nathan's is, it's like jazz. It's about what they don't offer.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah.
Not chicken cordon bleu.
Chicken like cordon bleu.
Blue.
He's not B-L-U-E. A vampire.
Okay. Yeah. Blah.
Yeah.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Chicken cordon bleu.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
You get there on the weekend, they got their B team in there, and it could be a little chicken cordon bleu.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend, it's worse on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better on a weekday.
The best Nathan's, the best Nathan's food is going to be when they have their all-star chef who gets to pick his shifts.
Okay.
You're going to want to go in there probably on a Tuesday morning around 8 a.m. That's when you get the chicken cordon bleu. Oh.
Okay. Kevin, what's another episode?
Who's another guest? Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment, our new business partner.
Wow, he did the show. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's awesome.
That's cool.
That was great for us. I remember we talked about wine. It was something with Kevin. What helped me? It was something related to like
olive oil company. Or
he was Kevin, making... help me. Kevin, help me.
Haley Joel Olive.
Haley Joel Olives. Right. Yes, we're making Haley Joel Olives, and it was something with like he was making olive oil. I don't know why. I think it was about wine.
Might have been both.
I remember scoring a huge number of times in that episode. I remember just putting many, many points on the board. It is a little hard for me to believe.
Oh, you scored! You scored, but it was just. It was just. You're like Pete Maravich. You're putting up 60, and you lost by 30.
Okay, I accept that. I remember
I may not have been as funny because we don't know Haley Joel all that well, mm-hmm. and I spent a lot of time making him really comfortable doing the show,
mm-hmm.
which is part of being a host. And I remember kind of holding his hand and making sure that he felt safe and protected, and like the show was a positive experience for him. And I remember scoring a ton of points and being funny as all fucking get out.
Sure. And that's the Shane Battier role. Sure, yes. I'll put up 50 to 70 empty points. Mm-hmm. And Sean is Shane Battier. He didn't need to touch the ball
Wasn't on the court.
On what's happening. Yeah, doesn't even need to be on the court. but is like running around on the sidelines in a way that's like making everyone on his team very comfortable.
Unbelievable.
And also scoring,
motor.
Also yeah. putting up.
And really high podcast IQ. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I see that. I see the game within the game. But with the Haley Joel Osment one, you missed a key opportunity. You should have been like, I see dead people beating their meat. Right? Okay. And just done a whole thing about how you see dead people, but they're like...
The dead people are beating their meat.
How are we setting that up in your mind? Like, it, or is that like... I'm just trying to figure out, like... Is there is there a path to that? Like,
sure, Kevin, pretend you're Haley Joel Osment with the guys.
Hey guys,
hey, what's up, Haley Joel? Thank you so much for joining.
Hey, it's me, Hayes. I see dead people beat their meat.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Like that.
This is interesting because I
and he's loving it. He said, "Wow," when he heard that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I actually do remember that. I believe the maintenance bill that I got from this episode had like a little note beneath it that said something about the seventh sense is beating your meat, or it was
that was me. I was trying to,
and I thought that was odd to put on a maintenance invoice, but I also, you know, I didn't really have any way to interact. Like, if I reply, I just get like a, you know, do not reply to this email kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I was trying to get the message in there without stepping on toes.
Yeah. I mean, I remember like not talking about the movie at all.
Yeah.
Making a conscious choice to be like, okay, well, he's probably
talking about
it.
He loves talking about it.
Okay.
Okay.
He's great in it. He's great in the movie.
He's not very maybe good it's, in it. But if you talk
okay,
to
you think
but
he was
loves
bad
the movie.
It,
he knows he kind of sucks in the movie. He knows he kind of sucked in the movie. You should have talked to him also about it. You should have leaned into the Kevin Spacey pay it forward stuff too.
Really gotten into that.
And I'm remembering now it said pee it forward underneath the seventh sense thing. And I really didn't even think about that at all. I just assumed it was a typo, but now, pee it forward.
This is how that should have gone. Kevin, you be Haley Joel Osment again. I'll be Sean this time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Haley Joel. Thank you so much for doing
the show. Hey, so Kevin Spacey, that guy's a sick fuck, right?
Yeah. What about it, Sean?
He's sick in the head. Why didn't you kill him?
Wow.
You were so close. You could have Valkyried him.
So you're suggesting...
Pee it forward is not even in that.
That didn't even come up. You're suggesting that Haley Joel Osment should have set off a bomb on the set of Pay It Forward to kill Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Wow. And this, I guess this is after I've said I see dead people beating their meat.
Yeah. Which would have gotten them to loosen up and have fun.
And then we're into his over.
Confess Oprah, why he didn't.
Over. How do you say this word?
Uber.
Uber. We're already into his Uber at that point.
Yeah. You couldn't start with the pay it forward stuff. That would have been too much too soon. You warm him up with a couple laughs and the eat your meat thing.
And we're trying to get him to confess why he didn't blow up Kevin Spacey on
the set of Pay It Forward.
On the set of Pay It Forward.
Which could have really hurt some other people too.
Yeah. I think
Greg Kinnear that
was
his
there,
answer.
Maybe.
That might have been his
Somebody
answer.
Somebody was there.
Wow. These are like, I honestly, like, yeah, we didn't do this stuff.
You know, these are, look, you guys have been.
I guess bogus. I guess that, is that Gerard Depardieu? He turned out to be kind of a bad guy too, huh?
He like, he avoided his taxes or something. I guess, do you think that Haley Joel Osment should have killed him?
Should he have blown him up on the set of Bogus?
He probably should have just taken him in.
just done citizens arrest.
Yeah, just on general principles. Just arrest him and let him sort it out down at the station.
Well, to this day, I see Dick Cheney out in the streets. He's eating at a diner, citizens arrest.
Yeah.
I see Dick Cheney at the diner, citizens arrest for shooting his friend's face. That's it. Cuffs.
What's another one, Kevin?
Tim Heidecker, our Tim XM friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was the second time Tim had done the show. God, I remember that one being awesome. First
that was
one,
really fun.
Little
he
shaky,
was being funny.
Little scary. Second time, I remember it just clicked.
Yeah, felt way better.
Yeah,
I was
C-.
fully in my bag. I scored over and over.
A C minus in the comedy bang bang sense that fan base says that about things they like or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's like you. So you like that show and you're.
No, you should have with that. You really left some big swings on it. Like, yeah, you were hitting singles. You could have, but where was the grand slam?
Okay.
Hmm. What would the grand slam have been with Tim?
Oh, with Tim, you guys should have created a character named Tim, middle initial N, Eric, right? And then you say just like, here comes Tim and N, Eric. And then then you do that character.
Okay, so we've been doing some play acting. So, Kevin, why don't you be Tim, and then maybe Tom can show me what this would sound
what
like.
What Tim and Eric sounds like. We've never...
Mm-hmm.
Done characters in this way on the show, really.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know.
But okay.
That's okay. It sounds like you're frustrated that
that's an issue.
A little bit. A little. I am a
okay.
Little
okay.
I'm trying to be positive, but I have to say,
you're not.
There's a fair amount of positive. Anger running right below the surface with the things
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay. You're just upset. Okay. Got it.
Yes. Because I know you guys could be great.
We've got the potential.
I see it.
We got the
I
potential
hear it.
To create Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Okay.
The character who talks to Tim Heidecker and somehow makes the episode better.
Yes.
Okay, Kevin, you be Tim Heidecker.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for doing the show.
Hello. It's me, Tim and Eric. What's your credit card number?
Excuse me?
Give me all, not just the number, the three digits, too. I need that, too.
Okay, and the expiration date?
Yeah, he's of course the expiration.
He's giving Tim and Eric his credit card number.
431.
I need to buy a new microwave.
Okay.
431.
Pick it up.
The beginning of his credit card is only three numbers?
Yeah, it's a weird way to read a credit card also. Yeah.
Just read the four numbers.
Yeah, that's how they're broken up.
I only read numbers in triplets.
Kevin. Although Tim does a lot of this sort of out there weirdo comedy, I mean, he might read a credit card number at a different, but it would feel funny when he did it.
I feel a little concerned about the way the character was introduced. You just said, hey, this is Tim and Eric, and I don't think he would understand the middle initial concept from how that actually played out on the show.
No, that one might be on me then. Yeah, you're right. Hey, none of us are perfect, huh?
So you agree that's a big issue?
That none of us are perfect?
No, that just like the middle initial thing. Really,
the way
like,
the character comes in, we would somehow need. Yeah. It would be better in writing, perhaps, than on an audio show.
And it's not connected to anything related to his show, to Tim and Eric, which, like, I imagine is also something for him. He's doing so much stuff now. I don't know if that's something that he really wants to.
And something you seem to find that I was suspicious about is that it, beyond the name, it really gave you absolutely nowhere to go.
Look, maybe it's a hat. It might be a hat on a hat. Okay, that's fair.
I don't think that's what it is.
It's a hat on a hat. It doesn't.
No, that's fine.
I appreciate you backing off it, but I would like to be on the same page about why.
And look, we can all agree it's a hat on a hat. I overthought it.
Doesn't seem right either.
I don't know. I think it's just the brim of one hat.
Yeah, it seems like it's not a full hat at all.
Okay, whatever. So look, we'll hang. We'll put a pin in it then.
Okay. At best, yeah. It's a hat on a head. Which, by which I mean, not something to be remarked upon normally.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, Kevin. I mean, we've done so many episodes. I guess we're going to do all of them. I mean, but like, what? Like, what's another one?
Io Edebiri, our interesting topics friend.
Awesome episode. Killer really episode. Funny, we talked about really so many good interesting topics. episode was smart and also, of course, insanely funny. I scored on God. I remember like almost everything I said just was hit,
which was incredible because I was the MVP of the episode.
Yes,
and we had an amazing guest, and yet I was the one in the clutch, sinking shot after shot. I was unconscious the entire time, shooting the lights out, and I was so funny, and you were scoring like at like a madman, like a like a man possessed. It was demonic. But you think we missed something, Tom?
Yeah, I think you missed a lot of small moments in that one. Like
small moments.
Like the reactions need to be more like, there needs to be more like classic comedy reactions sort of like
like we're horny.
Well, just that's like, no, almost like a ghost
Abbott,
is
like an Abbott and Costello. Like,
oh, like where he, where
I'm encountering Frankenstein or something.
Where Costello sees something, but Abbott doesn't.
Yes.
And I can't quite get out the words to tell my buddy Abbott.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or in that case,
that the Wolfman is behind him.
Yeah.
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 Do you want to change? Sorry, Tom. Just your name being Maintenance the whole time is like very. Do you want to just like change it? I mean, I don't know if you need to keep that. I ideally, you would not still be doing this in future episodes. So like maybe, I don't know, maybe you can change that to something else. So Sean, like I'm doing the show and Sean is seeing something scary.
Yeah, werewolf behind you.
Wolfman, yeah.
Yeah, wolfman. Okay. Or a werewolf if we can't get clearance. If we can't get the rights to Universal Monsters.
To the actual werewolf. Wolfman, we just wolf say this man. Is
the werewolf. The wolf.
The werewolf. Wolfman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the werewolf.
A lupine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it should have been just kind of like a... like that, like, and then you're just
well,
like,
let's play it out. Let's do it again. Okay. So,
now who am I? I'm Sean.
So Kevin, you be Io, please.
Okay. Hey guys, thanks for having me back.
Io, we're so excited to have you. You kick ass. Let's get ready to have a really fun episode. Tom, I'm trying to do the episode right now. Don't distract me. I'm
no,
here
but I'm
to
Sean.
Introduce
I'm
Io.
Sean. Sean. Yeah.
That
is
on
you.
See, this is the kind of thinking that's stopping these things.
What did
from
you
being
change your? I'm just seeing maintenance, comma. Let me see what you actually changed. Maintenance.
I'm not
comma,
a maintenance
man.
I'm a maintenance man.
Sean gets it. Sean gets it.
I get it. I just couldn't see it. Now
you got to get it. You got to stop listening to this stuff and listen to some contemporary hip hop.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying it out.
Do you
want to
do it, Sean?
I was curious if I could do it even.
Okay, let's see. I want to give you a shot at it, Sean.
Let's give Sean a chance. Okay.
Do you want to be Hayes then, Tom?
No. I'm going to sit back and judge this one.
Okay. Io, I'm so excited to do a kick-ass episode with you. You have absolutely been falling out on Big Mouth. Sean, I'm trying to do the show right now. Sean, we have a really... The what? You need some water? Okay, we can't say the wolf man. We're saying the werewolf.
The fox man.
Who are you talking about? Peter Griffin?
No.
It's Io. It's Io. It's
family
not Peter
guy.
Griffin.
It's Peter Griffin's dog Brian, but he's a man.
Okay, so in this it was the Fox Man, but now it's a version
it's
where
it's the Brian Man. We could possibly
Peter Griffin
get some
dog
cash.
Brian as a man, and you're scared of that.
Yeah,
that was outstanding.
You thought that was really
felt good here.
Okay,
A plus.
Okay.
That would have made that episode an A plus.
Felt good here, and I could imagine Io getting in there with some funny stuff too, getting her licks in.
And maybe Kevin can add in some sound effects, almost like a ding, 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 as if you're tapping ding, Hayes. Ding, like, ding, 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 ding.
Not now.
Yeah. And then maybe a run.
And when you see the Fox Man, your eyes are blinking. And it's like, boink, 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 boink. You rub them.
That's yeah. This is the stuff for next time.
Wow.
Okay.
You miss the opportunity once, you got to get it back.
Yeah, that I feel like I could. It's sort of evergreen. I could see Brian the dog from Family Guy, you know, combined with a man to be some sort of menacing creature, dog man creature. That I mean, I guess if the Wolfman issue is an IP thing, this may be even worse. But at this point, we're locked into it, and I'm willing to pay whatever the price is.
This seems like it would be significantly worse than
more expensive, huh?
For the Wolfman concept.
What if we don't play that game, Wolfman, Werewolf, and we swap it out for like Tom Sizemore?
Okay, it's the actor Tom Sizemore. It's a man that has like changed partially into Tom Sizemore.
He's half Tom Sizemore, half Brian.
Okay.
Well, then we still have Brian.
That's the main issue.
I thought that's what we were getting away from.
No, but it'll be. But we know idea, it's
what
Brian.
You took away is the concept of just a man, which we have that.
We know it's Brian, and then when the Fox people come after us for that, we say no, it's Snoopy. We're doing Snoopy, and then when the MetLife. Snoopy people come and MetLife comes after you, go no, it's Brian from like you just kind of you just keep spinning those.
I feel like all these dogs, are so.
And excuse me, I have to go into this other meeting, and you like frantically put on your it's Snoopy hat.
If it's half Tom Sizemore, half Michael Madsen, that could be interesting.
That's good. That's good. See, now you've got the spirit and you're running with it.
Okay.
This is what the last year has been missing on the show.
Okay. A full year of missed.
I'm always open to trying to make the show better. I don't know if we were missing necessarily like a Snoopy Brian Michael Madsen, Tom Sizemore hybrid creature appearing behind Hayes that he can't see. And I'm grabbing, especially over Zoom, you know, the limitations are significant because
my wife has actually been like asking for ways to get involved in the show. And so I think
get her a costume.
Have her dress up as Snoopy, but like I don't know, like if it's half Tom Sizemore, I don't know, it just has like a lot of chest hair or something. I don't really know what I don't even know if that's something you would associate with him. I don't know what that would look like, and I'm like, but you know, I think we could probably figure out a way to like my wife dresses up as that,
and then
sneaks in, and like Sean is scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I get like, how does it kill? Like,
you'll eventually go. So it's a monster, huh, Sean?
Yeah.
And then Sean will go like, yeah. And then you'll go, he's right behind me, isn't he?
Okay. And then I turn around and what, like, it kills me? What is it?
No. Then you go like blink on the teeth, dink.
I'm sorry, Tom. I have to give you a note on your note. If you're going to say he's standing right behind me, isn't he? You have to start with a list of unattractive qualities. You say, well, it better not be Tom Sizemore. He's stinky. He's ugly. He's unprofessional. And he's standing right behind me, isn't he?
Sean, I just want to give you the keys to the chocolate factory. That was the test.
Okay.
You got it, son.
Man.
Son, you got it.
And is there a separate tropical fruit flavoring?
Well, the Oompa Loompas
facility?
Are really focusing on trying to get as much guava into these M&Ms as possible.
There's real guava in there.
Real. Yeah. No chocolate in these things. And that's another big
guava.
No chocolate.
Okay, it's just
finally
a candy
got
shower.
Rid of the thing everyone hated about M&M's, the chocolate.
We heard you.
We're listening, and we will try to do better.
That's it. The people at M&M's were just like, we've done a lot of talking over the years, and it's time we did some listening. You guys don't like chocolate, but you like mango. We'd like to have a discussion.
It's like black and white footage of a march. They just misunderstood. Something went really wrong. Okay, Kevin, what happened next in us doing the show?
We also
had one more. We've done all the rest.
Kenny the Jet Smith.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really exciting episode.
Incredible.
I scored not that many times, but also the episode was very short. And yeah, I think under the circumstances, that's the absolute best I could have done.
I probably had my best game in terms of like per minute perspective. Like,
sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the episode was 12
I knew I had to
long.
Get my licks in while, mm-hmm. you know, while I had the time. And so like, yeah, I only had a couple minutes. I made them count.
Yeah.
And I don't see anywhere that could have possibly improved.
That episode, I don't know. I probably would have leaned into how he was a veteran point guard at that point and got shown the door by Sam Cassell.
You would have leaned into that. By what point?
Yeah.
By what point? You say he's a veteran point guard by that point.
94, 95 when they won those rings. I'm like, okay. What's it like to have had a rookie show up and just clean your clock?
When they won the rings. Huh? Is that even really like in 94? Like he played a pretty significant role on that team, right?
You just say, what's it like to have a rookie clean your clock?
He'll know what you mean.
Yeah, okay. He'll know.
So that's a joke we missed out on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the whole like area where we clock. Make him say what it's like to have Sam Cassell show up and clean his clock.
Yeah, and then you have Kevin arrange to have a box there for Kenny to open on the show, and inside of it is a dirty clock, like a dirty clock, and you say, "Now clean that clock."
Okay, right? but isn't it? Didn't he get his clock cleaned
for him? So rookie? Shouldn't the clock be clean? And do you say like compliments of Sam Cassell?
Yeah, or it's dirty, and you say, "Sorry, this was supposed to go to Sam Cassell, so we could clean it. Then it was supposed to go to you,
Hayes,
but it is yours,
Hayes.
Thank you."
Here's another set of keys to the chocolate factory.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You did it, son.
Makes mine a little less meaningful.
If you're just giving out a lot.
No, that's it. There's only two keys.
Can we go at the same time? Yeah, okay.
There's only two keys, and there's two entrances. You guys never have to see each other. You'd be like those Twix guys.
That's important to me, yeah.
The right and left Twix factory?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with the right and left tropical M&Ms? Because they're only what they don't like sort that way.
Traditionally, no.
It's one of the hurdles. It's one of the hurdles, and we were so close to cracking the code on that, and then this goddamn pandemic just really knocked us out of business.
This was introduced, like, for what I heard in the press releases you've been sending out, like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had been deep into the pandemic. Then this was a regrouping, and it was, you know, it was like, forget everything you thought you knew about M&Ms. No, it said, forget everything you thought you knew about tropical M&Ms.
M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're about to turn this bitch on its head.
Mm-hmm.
How's this grab you? Right and left tropical M&Ms. With real guava inside an artificial guava shell.
And best... yet, no chocolate.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just don't know. At that point, I remember associating that announcement with feeling like we were really coming out of this pandemic-wise.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really see how the pandemic is responsible for the failure of the right and left tropical M&Ms.
And it was concept. There was some charity element where it was like, for every M&M I buy, one left M&M will be given to like a somebody Swiss. I really couldn't understand, like, because they've had Swiss too much
woman?
Chocolate. Yeah, it really didn't track for me. I mean, I've seen this kind of thing where like Tom's will like give a pair of shoes to it, but it didn't. This one, I couldn't quite follow the logic of it. Can you walk me through it?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. M&Ms have always been, and thanks to the new tropical menu, we do they classify as fruit, and they will be in, they will be in the produce section of this of the grocery store.
And you order them off a menu at the produce section? Is there a concierge? It's a menu.
Look, you've never seen a menu that has candy on it?
Your store works like a restaurant.
It has a
sit
little...
down and order M&M's off a menu.
You've never eaten dinner at a grocery store.
Okay, I guess.
Have you? Never once.
I guess I've never eaten dinner at a grocery store. Yeah. They say don't go hungry.
What do you think that room is for in the back?
That room. Okay. Yeah, there's a door there. And so that leads into a place where you
like a dining room.
You can eat the food for dinner.
Yeah. You pick out what you want, you take it back there, you eat, and then you just bring the wrappers up front and pay.
Okay, where's the menu come in?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like
the waiter brings it to you.
But you just picked everything that... Oh, you... Okay, all right.
In the parking lot, there's a waiter.
Okay.
Okay. I thought, yeah, maybe... sometimes I see a guy, like, collecting carts or whatever. Maybe he's the waiter.
He... is not the waiter. He's the guy who collects the carts.
So is there also, can you confirm a rumor that I've heard about the tropical M&M setup, which is that there is also a menu of Swiss women and you select which one is going to be assigned the free left M&M? Because to me, it raises some questions and it starts to feel a little unsavory. I don't know what criteria people are using to pick like who gets one or whether they were even voluntarily photographed. They're all candids.
I'm wondering, and this is me trying to help as well, that you, if you feel like removing the chocolate from the M&M mm-hmm. is somehow negatively impacting the Swiss
community or
hot chocolate that you think is like... Somehow you need to compensate Swiss women
because a Swiss miss
mm-hmm.
normally would have had her chocolate cooled down to go inside the M&M.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do like the logo, Marshall Mathers in board shorts. I think that is like actually really clever, and I can't believe you got him for this. I mean, he's a huge celebrity, so like that just to give you a positive to go out.
Thank you.
I feel we kind of picked
you.
Apart your business a little bit.
Marshall Mathers in Roxy brand board shorts.
He's cool. He had so many great stories.
He told you story at the photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? What's one story that Marshall Mathers told you?
Working with Apatow.
He talked about working with Judd Apatow.
Right. Yeah.
No, Maude Apatow. No, of course, Judd. Yeah, he talked about working with Judd.
What he said.
He just lets him go. He was ready to just read what was on the page, and then Judd took the page and crumpled it up right in his face. He said, "You just do what you want to do." And he let him film for 11 hours.
On film, huh?
Wow. On film, yeah. They do shoot on film.
That's why it looks so good.
Well, I'm reading this MTV headline from 2009 that says, "M&M's funny people scene kills," Judd Apatow says. "He was really funny, willing to say anything," director recalls of rapper's cameo. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking that M&M would say anything. I know Judd was pretty shocked that Eminem would be outrageous.
"He was a fantastic actor, and the best moments ever in my career were pitching him new jokes to say and making him laugh really hard," Apatow said.
And when you see Eminem laugh, his face just lights up, and it just makes you feel like a child again on Christmas morning. Just the joy of Eminem just laughing and having a good
time.
The
way he laughs.
His face just lights up.
He was an amazing actor, and he laughed at all my shit. I was being funny, and he's a good actor. Thanks for asking.
Okay, are you going to, like, what's the future of this, Tom? Are you going to, still be around? Or are you going off to do other things? Like, what can we expect from this?
I'm probably going to need to get some sort of garbage removal service for all these microwaves to start with. They're
You've
really
been hanging
starting to pile
on to
up.
The destroyed microwaves, and they're possibly going to tip over on you and kill you.
Yes.
Okay. That's dangerous.
So I could use a little bit of money.
You
actually.
Need more money. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes, we'll please.
Okay. That's not good. Okay. Fine. Bye.
Yes.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss weddings, the boys do a teaser freezer for the Space Between, and the Flickr ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Tom Sharpling, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.